The Schenectady County Historical Society was founded in 1905 to preserve the history of the area. The Society's Museum and Local History and Genealogy Research Library has been located at 32 Washington Avenue in the Stockade neighborhood of Schenectady since 1958. They're opening a new exhibition this weekend entitled Canals and Railroads, Collaboration to Competition. The exhibit explores the beginnings of the canal era and the New York State's early railroads, which were built to enhance and complement rather than compete with the waterway system. It's a traveling exhibit put together by Alco Historical and Technical Society historian Dave Gould and Alco Historical and Technical Society designer John Colwaite. Both gentlemen are here with us this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A delight to have you both here. We are also joined with Mary Zawacki, who is the curator for the Schenectady County Historical Society, and a great pleasure to have you here, Mary. Thank you. So give us a sense of, we'll start with you, Mary, about how this all came together as part of the Schenectady County Historical Society.
Well, John and Dave approached me a little earlier this year with the idea of placing the traveling exhibit and having its grand opening at our downtown location in the Stockade. And we were very excited about that. We've got great artifacts to complement their terrific research and panels. And so we've put that together along with some complimentary visuals. We've got great postcards of the area from the turn of the century, photographs, that kind of stuff. And we're very much looking forward to the opening reception tomorrow afternoon.
So let's talk to Dave and John for a second about how this came about. And Dave, I guess I'll begin with you. This was always your intention for it to be a traveling exhibit?
Well, yes, it happened that way. The Alco Historical and Technical Society was originally founded about 9 years ago in Schenectady. And unfortunately, we were not able to stay in Schenectady because of the high cost of rent. So we ended up seeking a space in the Elwood Museum in Amsterdam. And we were fortunate enough to get a grant from the Canalway Society. And, of course, you say, well, what's a locomotive museum doing with a canal grant?
That was going to be my next question.
Well, that's what led me to the idea that the very first railroads in the state were, as you just said, built to enhance the waterways rather than to compete with them. And it's a very interesting era in the 1820s, 30s, and 40s because rail technology was entirely new. Most people had never heard of or seen a steam locomotive, and there were only fragmentary stories of what was going on in England at the same time. So the invention of the railway and the development of a locomotive engine, that is a machine powered by steam that could move, this was a big deal in the 19th century.
Absolutely. John, I'm curious as to how you decided to tell a story that's quite a complex and large story to tell.
Well, I focused on the images. We have some wonderful paintings from Len Tantillo, which are very historically accurate. And our first attempt was called A Book on the Wall, which I guess is the thing that no museum designer wants to hear. So we edited down the text and emphasized the visuals, the images. We have a timeline, which starts with a canoe with Native Americans canoeing a bunch of furs, and we end with a canoe, which is a pleasure boat on the canal today.
So there's a lot in between, obviously.
And a lot in between, all kinds of watercraft and the history of the technology of land travel from ox carts to stagecoaches to the early locomotives and then finally to the diesel locomotives.
And it shows the changes, obviously, but also, Dave, I guess it shows that well, certainly with railroads of how up and down that has been.
Well, yes, that's true. It's very much the story too of the settlement of New York State.
Right.
You have to remember that at the very early canal period, there was no civilization west of Utica. There was a small fort at Oswego. There was a small fort near Rome, New York. But other than that, it was essentially wilderness. And Buffalo hadn't even been developed yet or even sited yet. So that the implementation of improved waterways led to the settlement of central and western New York, and the rail lines that were developed to supplement that increased that activity. So that the point where the notion of travel, the notion of time being valuable, that the notion you could travel all year round, you were not the prisoner of the cold season or the hot season or the wet season. You could get on a train and travel anytime, any place you wanted to. And this was a remarkable development that took place just about in a period of about 50 years, from about 1820 to about the end of the Civil War period. The entire population of the country began to look and think about things in a much different way than they did in the earlier period.
And how much of this do you think, Dave, is unique to New York?
Well, I won't say that it's absolutely unique. It's certainly one of the first. I mean, the Mohawk and Hudson Railway was the first steam-powered passenger railway in the country. That was a big deal. It certainly was important for New York State. But it wasn't so much that it was going to compete with the canal. It was to help the canal, because there were 20-some locks between Albany and Schenectady. Mm. And to take a canal boat, even the best packet boat, would take well over a day to go from Albany to Schenectady by canal. Whereas with even the most primitive train, whether it was pulled by horses or the early DeWitt Clinton, you could do it in about an hour from Albany to Schenectady, even though you had to traverse two very steep inclines, one to get up from the Hudson River and right. then down from the Pine Bush down into Schenectady.
John, you mentioned that this really started with images, and it seems, just from what you have before you and a great part of this exhibit, is that we did a pretty good job of chronicling all of this.
Yes. The early period, of course, there were no photographs, but some of the illustrations that people created, I was especially attracted to the human interest stories, like this 9-year-old girl guiding the mules to pull a canal boat. Her family lived on the boat with the animals. Her whole life and her family were on that boat. I mean, that's a
and that was a common that was a common occurrence throughout the canal period.
And it's important to tell that story so people understand and can put it into some sort of context, I would think.
Yes, and there was a whole subculture that developed around the canal. The workers that built the canal, they settled in towns along the route, and the people that worked on the canal, they were like somebody you kind of avoided. You didn't want your kids to learn about them, because the kid would leave the farm and join the canal group, and that was not a good thing. There were all kinds of crime and bad treatment of the kids and the animals, and all kinds of bad things associated with that.
The Schenectady County Historical Society, as I mentioned, is hosting the exhibit, and Mary, that group has contributed a great number of supplementary materials to the exhibit as well.
Right, exactly. We have some great artifacts in our collection. We have a piece of original rail from the Mohawk and Hudson line, which of course was home to the DeWitt Clinton, the first steam engine in first steam locomotive in New York State. We have an anchor from the Kitty West, which was one of the last kind of touring excursion canal boats on the Erie Canal. Of course, that was filled in Schenectady in the 20th century. We have railroad spikes from the New York Central Railroad and lots of other stuff.
And this fits into your mission ultimately, but it's just one of the many things that you have going for you.
Right, exactly. We actually own and operate two sites. We have a museum and research library, like you mentioned, in the stockade. And we also have Mabee Farm Historic Site, which is the site of the oldest extant house in the Mohawk Valley, built in 1705. That's out in Rotterdam Junction. And we have a lot of really great programs, school programs, large-scale events that go on there throughout the year. In fact, in August, we're looking forward to our annual Arts and Crafts Festival, which we'll see a lot of great local crafters and vendors, and we're very excited about that.
A great time. And the opening reception for Canals and Railroads Collaboration to Competition is tomorrow from 2 to 4 at 32 Washington Avenue in Schenectady, New York. The Schenectady County Historical Society's 11th Annual Arts and Crafts Festival at Mabee Farm Historic Site takes place on August 23rd. And for more information about all of this, you can go to schenectadyhistorical.org. SchenectadyHistorical.org. Dave Gould, John Colwaite, and Mary Zawacki, I thank you very much for being with us. Have a wonderful summer, and congratulations on the great work.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.